The sole power plant in Gaza is under the threat of shutting down on Friday as it runs out of fuel due to Israeli crippling blockade since 2007.
There's a huge shortage in power. The power available doesn't fulfill even 50% of the needs. We expect that by the end of the week, the crisis will hit deep. This comes as we suffer the Israeli blockade and the fuel shortage due to the closure of the crossings.
For the past years under the Israeli blockade, many areas in Gaza have remained without electricity for 12 hours a day.
Since June
2013, the economy in Gaza has been deteriorating. And with the power crisis now, the already terrible economy will only get worse. This will lead the factories and markets to use generators and to purchase expensive Israeli fuel. The average Gazan will pay the price. The power crisis is indeed a political crisis that needs to be solved.
Gazans say Egypt is only supporting the Israeli blockade by closing the Rafah border and is therefore turning Gaza to open-air prison. They call on the Egyptian authorities to allow goods and fuel through the Rafah crossing after the destruction of the tunnels that were lifelines to Gazans.
We have suffered the power crisis for years, and now it's even worse, as it is exams time in schools and universities. I wonder how students will study. I call on Hamas and Fatah to reconcile and Egypt to lift the border closure. This is too much for Gazans to take.
People in Gaza continue to suffer from power crisis, which has paralyzed almost all sectors in the impoverished coastal enclave. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.